Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, James Durham, has been a chaplain for almost 30 years in the U.S. Army. But as a young man, I mean, literally young, 3 years of age, he had his first third heaven experience. But in 2009, you had an experience where you went to heaven in which you received a commission. Tell me about the vision and what happened.
Well, it said in the vision, I was lifted up to a place that was seemed very strange to me at first. I saw this huge old arched door. It had hinges on both sides. There was absolutely no way to open the door. And I stood before that door wanting to get in. I knew I should get in, but I had no means of my own to do that. And as I waited, I began to pray in the Spirit, asking God to help me, and the door suddenly swung open. And I was drawn in to that place of the secret place of the Most High God. And getting inside to the place, I encountered a cloud of His glory that came and surrounded me. I soaked in the glory. And the Lord commissioned me then to begin to come to heaven on a regular basis to be trained and prepared to invite other people to come to heaven themselves.
Now, the thing that intrigues me is James has received teaching on how others can do exactly what he's doing. Now, there have been when you had that experience, a few days later, you had another vision of the throne room. Tell me about that.
I was lifted back up to that same place, and as I was drawn into that secret place, I was aware that there was it was not just that place. There was a staircase that led upward, and the Spirit led me upward that staircase. And as I looked up, I saw a second level, an open heaven from this room, and I saw Jesus standing there. And Jesus called to me and said, "Come up here now." And I was instantly in His presence in heaven.
And what did He tell you?
He told me that he had several things that he wanted me to do. One was, he said, to write a book about these experiences. And that kind of went against the grain. I'd always said I would never write a book, and I had to back off from the words that I'd spoken.
Now, why would you have said that?
I just never saw myself writing a book. I just didn't think it would ever happen. Mm-hmm. And I constantly told people that I would never write a book. And the first thing he asked me to do was write a book. And so I had to be obedient. The Lord said that for people to come to the third heaven, He's going to give instructions, and it's necessary for them to obey the instructions, and He was using me as an example. And so He gave me three commandments, things to do. And the first one was to write the book. The second one was to move. And at that time, He didn't tell me when, didn't say where, and didn't say how. But as soon as I returned from that visit, I started to get my house in order, ready to move, in obedience to the Lord. The third thing He asked me to do was to impart third heaven visitation to other people. And I was very resistant about this because I'd been sharing the visions, the things had been happening to me, and my experience was a lot of people thought I was about half crazy as I told them about all of these visions that I was having, the experiences that were happening. And I said, "Lord, if I go back and tell people that I can impart to them third heaven visitation, they're going to be convinced that I'm crazy." And the Lord said, "So who is it you think you are?" And that was a very humbling moment. And I said, I'm your servant. I will do it."
Okay. Then, a few days later, you're speaking at a Sunday service, And do you decide to be obedient, or did you just sit on it?
Well, I asked the Lord that day, when? And the Lord said, Sunday. And to be obedient to the Lord, I had to do it that coming Sunday. And I obeyed the Lord.
What happened?
I decided to be obedient to the Lord, and I released that impartation. And I was very pleasantly surprised to see that some of them did immediately begin to have third heaven experiences.
Now, since that time, obviously, you've been praying for lots of other people for this impartation. What are you seeing?
I've seen literally hundreds of people who have had at least one third heaven visit after the impartation.
Now, you say something that to me is very important, but I don't totally understand it because I have not gone to the third heaven yet. You say that there's a need to develop our character before this occurs.
Yes, that is correct. The Lord was teaching me, well, not on that visit, but in subsequent visits, that we really need to totally renew our minds. We need to root out all bitterness, unforgiveness, strife, doubt. We need to clear those things out of our mind and then begin to build our character.
Why are so many people having third heaven experiences?
I believe it's because time is very short. We're living in the last days. John said in his first letter that we're living in the last hour. And I believe that the Lord is preparing the bride of Christ for his return. And the experience that I had in third heaven was to get training, instruction, correction. And I believe that that's what the Lord is wanting to do with the body of Christ.
Why is it some people do and some people do not?
Well, I asked the Lord that on one of the third heaven visits, and the Lord said the number one reason that some people do not have the third heaven visit is grace. He is going to give them specific things that he wants them to do, and there's some people who are not ready to obey. And if he gives them a specific direction in heaven and they do not obey, then a judgment will come quickly, and he does not want to set people up for judgment. He wants to continue to give them grace, so he waits until people are ready.
Now, out of curiosity, let's assume right now you went to the third heaven. Will you ask a question? Will you just soak in the glory? Will you just be taught? What's the norm, if there's such a thing?
I wanted to say yes to all the above.
Okay.
Because on some visits, I say absolutely nothing. I've gone intending to ask questions, but in the presence of the Lord, I was in such awe of the Lord, I couldn't remember the questions, and wound up saying absolutely nothing during that visit. I've also gone at times when the Lord is like conducting a class. Usually there's a number of people present in the class when he teaches.
When you say a number, how many would you say?
I would say 30 or 40 usually, sometimes 50.
Did you ever recognize any of the people in class?
I have recognized a few of them.
Can you tell me one?
Well, I'd rather not mention the names of anyone, but some of the people that we have mentored, I've seen a couple of them there.
Now, these are people that have had third heaven experiences.
Some have and some are not aware of having had a third heaven visit, yet I saw them there.
Okay. $1 million question. Why did God choose you to teach people how to go to the third heaven?
I believe the Lord chose me because basically I was unknown, pretty much unknown right now. I'm just a very average, normal, everyday person. And I think the Lord chose someone that if others heard about me going to heaven, they would say, well, if he can go, I can go. If someone who's really famous or someone with a big name goes, everyone says, well, of course, because that's who they are. But when someone who is relatively unknown, just an average person, visits heaven, it tells people, I can do that too.
Now, we're making two of your books available. They kind of both go together. One is called Seven Levels of Glory. Briefly, Explain what you teach in that.
What I teach in that is that God had such a heart of love for us that he wanted to manifest himself to us and teach us about his attributes, help us to get really in deep relationship with him, to come into unity of his spirit. And so he made a very dramatic move to begin to come to us through seven different stages of glory, beginning on the mountaintop meeting with Moses and coming down eventually through Yeshua. His glory was personally manifest in Yeshua, and then in the coming of the Holy Spirit. And then the Lord wants us to be drawn back up to him through these through seven levels of glory. And the Lord revealed to me that, first of all, that seventh level of him coming down, the Holy Spirit, is really our first level of connecting to go back up to him. The indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit is the first level of glory that we experience of God. And then from there, like on the day of Pentecost, we go through empowering glory, up to gifted glory, to joy, to shalom, to intimacy, and then finally to unity.
You know, when on tomorrow's broadcast, I want you to explain what the glory really is, because as I understand the glory, that is the age we're living in right now, that we can be walking in this glory, and people wherever we are, the glory shows up and they're healed, and someone's back or neck was just healed in Jesus' name. But the thing, the beyond the ancient door and the seven levels of glory and the three CD teaching will equip you with prayers of impartation to enter the glory realm, enter the secret place, enter the third heaven. This is your moment. Aren't you tired of just reading about what other people are doing? It's the last act of the last play just before the conclusion, and you're being called. What are you going to do about it? For a gift of $45, we're going to get these tools that God told James Durham to facilitate you going to the third heaven. To place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org to hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural. Visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Call 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter or materials catalog. I really want to mentor you monthly to walk in the supernatural of God. Log into our website and get information on how you can join our mentoring clubs by becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.